Esta es la lección 27 de Pimsleur, Inglés Norteamericano 1.
Listen to this conversation.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
I'm fine, too. Tell me, when are you going to Washington?
Tomorrow night.
And what are you going to do today?
Today, I'm going to work. And you?
I'm going to see some friends.
En esta conversación, usted oyó a la mujer decir,
Tell me.
Lo que quiere decir, dígame.
Listen again.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
I'm fine, too. Tell me, when are you going to Washington?
Tomorrow night.
And what are you going to do today?
Today I'm going to work. And you?
I'm going to see some friends.
Tell me in English.
Buenos días.
Good morning.
Ask me how I am.
How are you?
Answer that you're fine.
I'm fine.
Ask me if the stores are open.
Are the stores open? Are the stores open?
Answer that they're closed.
They're closed.
Ask why.
Why?
Answer because it's late.
Because it's late.
Ask me if I'm going to work.
Are you going to work?
Say that you don't think so. Say that you don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Say,
usted cree.
You think. You think.
Say,
usted cree que no.
You don't think so. You don't think so.
Tell me again that you don't think so.
I don't think so.
Say that you're going to New York.
I'm going to New York.
Say,
puede ser.
Maybe. Maybe.
Este es el nombre de otra ciudad norteamericana, Boston.
Listen and repeat.
Boston. Boston. Boston.
Say that you are going to Boston.
I'm going to Boston.
Ahora diga que usted cree que va a Boston.
I think I'm going to Boston. I think I'm going to Boston.
Ask what he's going to do there. Ask what he's going to do there.
What are you going to do there? What are you going to do there?
Say that you're going to see some friends.
I'm going to see some friends. I'm going to see some friends.
Unos amigos.
A few friends. A few friends.
Say that you have a few friends there.
I have a few friends there.
Voy a ver a mis amigos.
I'm going to see my friends. My friends.
Y voy a trabajar.
And I'm going to work.
Puede ser.
Maybe.
¿Se acuerda de cómo se dice el número 80 en inglés?
80. 80.
85.
85.
Now try to say
90.
90. 90.
95.
95.
92.
92. 92.
99.
99. 99.
Now say
89.
89.
Pregúnteme, ¿cuánto me debe usted?
How much do I owe you? How much do I owe you?
Answer,
$90.
$90.
Aquí están $100.
Listen and repeat.
Here's $100. Dread. Dread. Hun. Hundred. Hundred. 100.
Say.
$100.
$100. $100.
En inglés, las palabras para 100 y para ciento son iguales.
Try to say
$150.
$150. $150.
Now say
180.
180. 180.
190.
190.
Es demasiado.
It's too much.
170.
170.
165.
165.
147.
147.
Pregúnteme, ¿cuánto me debe usted?
How much do I owe you?
Usted no me debe nada.
Listen and repeat.
You don't owe me anything. Thing. Thing. Any. Anything. Anything. You don't owe me anything.
Say again.
Usted no me debe nada.
You don't owe me anything.
Say
$100.
$100.
Say
$90.
$90.
Say,
usted no me debe nada.
You don't owe me anything.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque.
Because.
Usted no me debe nada.
You don't owe me anything.
Ask me what I want. Ask me what I want.
What do you want?
Try to say,
yo no quiero nada.
I don't want anything. Anything. I don't want anything.
Now try to say,
yo no tengo nada.
I don't have anything. I don't have anything.
¿Qué tiene usted?
What do you have?
No tengo nada.
I don't have anything.
Y no quiero nada.
And I don't want anything. And I don't want anything.
Quiero $100.
I want $100.
Quiero irme.
Listen and repeat.
I want to leave. Leave. To leave.
Say that you want to leave.
I want to leave.
How do you say,
no quiero irme?
I don't want to leave.
Diga brevemente que no quiere.
I don't want to. I don't want to.
Say,
me voy a ir mañana.
I'm going to leave tomorrow.
Vamos a irnos.
Listen and repeat.
We're going to leave. We're going to leave.
We're
es la contracción de
we are.
Ahora diga, vamos a irnos mañana.
We're going to leave tomorrow. We're going to leave tomorrow.
Vamos a irnos juntos.
Listen and repeat.
We're going to leave together. Together. Gether. Gether. Together.
¿Su pronunciación se parece a la del locutor?
Listen and repeat again.
Together. Gether. Together.
Try to say,
vamos juntos a Boston. Juntos se pone al final de la frase.
We're going to Boston together. Together. We're going to Boston together.
Mi esposa y yo.
My wife and I.
Vamos a Boston.
Are going to Boston.
Juntos.
Together.
Mi esposa quiere ver a unos amigos.
My wife wants to see a few friends. My wife wants to see a few friends.
Y yo voy a trabajar.
And I'm going to work.
Say,
quiero irme con ustedes.
I want to leave with you. Leave.
Pero no puedo.
But I can't.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque.
Because.
No tengo dinero.
I don't have any money.
No tengo nada.
I don't have anything.
Say,
tengo mucho dinero.
I have a lot of money.
Tengo $90.
I have $90.
O $100.
Or $100.
Usted puede irse con nosotros.
You can leave with us.
Mañana.
Tomorrow.
Vamos a Boston.
We're going to Boston.
Juntos.
Together.
Luego.
Then.
Vamos a Washington, D.F.
We're going to Washington, D.C.
Puede ser.
Maybe.
Nos gustaría ver a nuestra amiga Mary.
We'd like to see our friend Mary.
Ella vive en Washington, D.F.
She lives in Washington, D.C. She lives.
Y ella trabaja ahí.
And she works there. She works.
Ella no tiene coche.
Listen and repeat.
She doesn't have a car. Doesn't. Doesn't. Doesn't have. She doesn't have. She doesn't have a car.
Doesn't.
Es la palabra negativa que se usa para hablar de otra persona. Es una contracción de
does not.
Diga otra vez. Ella no tiene coche.
She doesn't have a car.
Try to say,
ella no necesita un coche.
She doesn't need a car. She doesn't need a car.
Repita las formas negativa y positiva juntas.
She needs. She doesn't need. She needs. She doesn't need.
Now say again.
Ella no tiene coche.
She doesn't have a car. She doesn't have a car.
Pregúntele si él tiene suficiente dinero.
Do you have enough money?
Say,
sí, creo que sí.
Yes, I think so. Yes, I think so.
Try to say,
no necesitamos nada.
We don't need anything. We don't. We don't need. We don't need anything.
Y nuestro amigo no necesita nada.
And our friend doesn't need anything. Doesn't. Our friend doesn't need anything.
Vamos a irnos.
We're going to leave.
Mañana por la noche.
Tomorrow night.
Nos gustaría ver Washington DF.
We'd like to see Washington, D.C.
Y a nuestra amiga.
And our friend.
Ask if the department stores are open now.
Are the department stores open now?
Say,
no necesitamos nada.
We don't need anything.
Pero queremos comprar algo.
But we want to buy something.
Para nuestra amiga Mary.
For our friend Mary.
Say that it's too late.
It's too late. Too late.
Diga que las tiendas departamentales están cerradas ahora.
The department stores are closed now.
Diga que están abiertas mañana.
They're open tomorrow.
Say,
vamos a irnos mañana.
We're going to leave tomorrow.
Juntos.
Together.
Say,
Boston es caro.
Boston is expensive.
Pero Washington DF es más caro.
But Washington DC is more expensive.
En esta lección de inglés norteamericano 1 se incluyen ejercicios de lectura. Si usted va a hacer los ejercicios ahora, tome su cuaderno de lectura y ábralo en la página que muestra las palabras para la lección 27. Lea el nombre en el número 1 en voz alta.
Mr. Miller. Mr. Miller.
Ahora lea el número 2.
Our girl is bigger. Our girl is bigger.
Lea el número 3. Tenga cuidado con la palabra de en medio.
I'd like to have dinner with you. I'd like to have dinner with you.
4.
I need $60. I need $60.
5.
Have you seen Wall Street? Have you seen Wall Street?
¿Notó usted que en los números 1 a 5 se incluyen palabras con consonantes dobles? Las consonantes dobles suenan casi igual que una sola, pero la vocal que las precede siempre es corta. Intente el número 6.
Hello, nurse. Hello, nurse.
7.
Don't litter. Don't litter.
8.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
9.
Please pass the butter. Please pass the butter.
Escuche y repita el número 10.
She filled my glass. Filled.
Las letras ED al final de un verbo suelen indicar que algo ha sucedido en el pasado. Se pronuncia casi siempre solamente como
D.
Lea el número 10 otra vez.
She filled my glass. She filled my glass.
Ahora intente el número 11.
The man opened the door. Opened.
12.
The lady closed it. The lady closed it.
13.
I'm pleased to meet you. I'm pleased to meet you.
14.
We owed him money. Owed.
Intente el número 15.
She welcomed him. Welcomed.
Ahora, escuche y repita el número 16.
We missed the bus. Missed.
Note que aquí, el sonido de las letras ED finales ha cambiado un poco. Después de ciertas combinaciones de letras, el sonido
D
se pronuncia
T.
Lea el número 16 de nuevo.
We missed the bus. Missed.
Ahora intente el número 17.
He stopped to eat. Stopped.
18.
We kissed. Kissed.
19.
She stayed too late. Stayed.
Intente el número 20.
You're excused. You're excused.
Este es el final de la lección 27. Este es el final de la lección de hoy. Mañana, cuando usted esté listo para la nueva lección, Empiece en la pista número 2.